Back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ, a special edition of Huskies Drive Time in smack dab here in the middle of spring. On the 13th day of May, Kevin Kalinick, the GLIAC Coach of the Year, joins us. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that had to be a pretty nice phone call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about the season, just getting over with, and the things that this team is doing, showing a lot of promise. Even the games or the matches that we did not win in right there, had the chance to win a lot of those. And your thoughts on the whole season in general?
The whole season, it was really rewarding. To begin with, we have a great group of guys on that team. The leadership, the senior leadership on that team, was phenomenal. We could have probably chosen three or four different captains, but the cohesiveness and the way those guys worked together was great.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, I came in here in October, and we had one of your guys working on our staff and had a lot of fun with him and learned about the guys. Them road trips had to be interesting.
Yeah, the road trips are a lot of fun. You spend a lot of time driving through the UP and Michigan and Ohio with those guys in the van, and sometimes the conversations you're listening to intently, and other times you kind of want to wish you weren't listening at all. So they definitely make it interesting.
So for the tennis teams, what is the schedule, or what is the regimen for this time of year during the off season, during the off school, and during the summer months?
Yeah, we have a in the off season, really, the strength and conditioning coaches are the only ones who can really work with the teams as a group. So even then, it's pretty small groups. But then in tennis, and actually in golf, in the NCAA, if the player requests, you can work with them individually, and so the players who are here, they're working both on the conditioning side, but they're also usually those they're pretty dedicated, so they want you to be out on the court with them quite a bit too. So we do come in to talk to me, and we're working on the court individually from time to time as well.
A lot of kids from other countries. Does that make it more difficult, or does that make it easier to keep them doing what you would like them to do during the summer?
Well, a lot of them go back home for the summer, for the international students, and it's pretty much the same for the domestic kids also. But a lot of them stick around, so it makes it good. But even if they're not here, they follow the conditioning program for our strength and conditioning coaches, who do a heck of a job, by the way. But they have an off season. Everybody takes it home with them, and they follow the program.
Kevin Kalinick is with us, the head coach of the men's and women's tennis teams over at Michigan Tech. Coach, once we do finally get some nice tennis outdoor weather, people are going to be grabbing their rackets again and heading to some of the outdoor courts and, of course, the Gates Tennis Center. And a lot of kids want to get involved with tennis, too. And you guys are having your annual sports camps coming up. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that will be coming up in August. Is that right?
Yep. Our camp is from August 1st through the 3rd.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what parents can expect their kids to get involved with there.
They can expect their kids to hit a lot of tennis balls. We hit the ground running at about, I think we start the camp at 6 o'clock on Friday, and we do everything from the technical side, working on your stroke, footwork, things like that, all the way to, what's going on inside your head when you play the game as well.
What is the toughest thing for kids to pick up that is necessary? I mean, what part of the game? Is it the footwork? What is it that they like to cheat on, I guess, more than anything else?
The technical side, there's two aspects of that. When you're teaching tennis, just like with any sport, the technical side is very important, and there's a lot of variables in the way you can hit a forehand and a backhand, and so the timing and that aspect of it is it can be tough to pick up, but at the same time, when you when you're actually playing the game, there's that side of it, where to hit the ball. why you do certain things on the court. So really our philosophy for the camp in any time, even when working with the kids on the varsity, is that we work primarily on the play side of it. So because it's amazing, really, when you're working with a kid, whether it's a beginner or somebody that's even on the team, if you just look for patterns in their game, whether it's the way they play or the way they hit the ball, it's amazing in how they'll pick up things with just a few suggestions rather than being in their ear after every time they hit a ball. So that we kind of take an approach that playing is better, and then we'll take and adjust your game after that.
How would you describe your coaching style with your varsity team, as far as what do you focus on when you're watching them in the match? Are you focused on their attitude or skill or a little bit of combination of both?
Yeah, the answer to that is everything. You look, especially once you know the player, you certainly the first part of it is where they're at mentally. And you talked about, Calvin, you talked about having a hobby playing on your, working with you this winter, summer. He's earlier in the year. He is a very emotional player, and so when the matches start, I'm watching him, and when I'm on his court, where he's at emotionally. He loves to play with high emotion, and if he's not emotional, then we make an adjustment there. But it can also be it can be strokes in the way we're playing. Maybe in doubles we're hitting to the wrong player. They're hitting to their better player or their better volleyer at the wrong times. We make that adjustment as well.
Kevin Kalanick from the Michigan Tech men's and women's tennis teams with us, the head coach. Their camp is from August 1st through the 3rd of August. All skill grades from 6th to seniors. Is that right? 6th grade to seniors?
6th grade through seniors.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And what's so great about tennis, it's unlike a lot of sports in which it's so intense when you're, at the level that your players are, obviously, and the competition is so intense and the level of play is so high. Yet it's a sport that you can play pretty much your whole life, for the most part.
I tell people all the time, it's a sport you can play with your grandkids, but it's something you will play with your grandkids because you see people do it all the time. You can play it at any level as well. You can just go out and hit the ball for a little while. You have people that like to do that, or you can go out and a couple of guys, beating the heck out of each other on the court, trying to win the match.
Kevin Kalanick, we appreciate your time. Again, the camp comes up on August 1st to 3rd. Go to MichiganTechHuskies.com or just go to MichiganTechRecreation.com. You can also get there by the Michigan Tech Huskies website. It's real easy, and you can see when that camp is. Sign up for it. Get your kids involved. It's a great sport to learn at a young age because you can play it your entire life. And, Coach, thanks for your time. And once again, congratulations on getting Coach of the Year.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity.
All right, Kevin Kalanick from the Michigan Tech men's and women's tennis team. More Drive Time coming up right after these.